my house, so I drink again. I'm getting really drunk right now, I'm getting plowed. I drink 9 or 10, I'm probably in a blackout now. Sleep on the ground, in my clothes again. I don't remember falling down, I'm such a souse. And now I'm drunk again, since COVID kept me in my house.
No, this is not my college theme song. This is what's happening right now in America.
Well, you know, unwinding with a glass of wine, or as it was referred to, a quarantini.
Right.
At the beginning of the lockdown, seemed like a good way at the time to cope with the stress of the pandemic. But for a lot of people, the health crisis is actually worse. There is now data indicating that people are drinking way more than usual. No question that drinking too much every day leads to an increase in health risks. And now, according to reports, this is kind of disturbing fast. Alcohol sales were up 54% in late March compared to that time last year. Online sales up nearly 500%
in
April. And according to a Morning Consult poll of 2,200 U.S. adults that was conducted in early April, 16% of all adults said that they were drinking more, and higher rates among younger adults.
Not surprised.
It's disturbing. 1 in 4 millennials and nearly 1 in 5 Gen Xers said that they had considerably upped their alcohol intake.
Again, not surprised.
Yeah.
Idle mind, you know, that whole thing. So, well, you know, I don't have anything to do today.
Well, we were joking a little bit about going on vacation. Okay, I'm home.
Yeah, got nothing to do.
I work from home. I can do my 3 hours here. Okay, it's 1 p.m. Ooh,
yep.
There's a great little recipe I saw that it has, let's see, some cranberry juice and some vodka.
A little Fleetwood Mac on the radio.
A little Fleetwood Mac on the radio, exactly.
Cranberry juice.
Yeah, according to the person who did this, I'd say a researcher, according to them, they said that people who are alcohol dependent have compromised immune systems and therefore making them a little more susceptible to the problems that we were isolating from anyway. It's an endless search.
That was going to be my question, is did we set ourselves up now to make the most vulnerable, because, you know, diabetics probably shouldn't be drinking, but I'm not going anywhere. I've got my insulin under control. I think I'll have a 6-pack today. So,
yep.
So you know, we got to be really careful. So this is, of course, it did lead to a new business trend around the country, drive-through daiquiri shops. Who would have thought that was a good idea? Drive up alcohol. Where'd they learn that?
The Big Morning Show with Fast and Renee. Only on Louisiana's greatest hits, Big 102.1.